Hello.
Hi, is Gaetano available, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Gaetano. My name is Ruben. I'm from the Bank of Cardiff Underwriting Department. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So, I wanted a few minutes to go over your file. I understand you're working with Zach here. Is now an okay time?
Sure.
Great. Can I give you my phone number in case you get disconnected? We've had some phone issues.
I got 5 8 5 8 8 8 6 6 9 1 0 2.
Okay. And Gaetano, just for security purposes, can you verify the last four digits of your social security number, please?
5 8 0 6.
And your five-digit zip code for your home address.
8 5 7 3 9.
Perfect. All right. So Gaetano, I understand the business is owned by you and your brother Salvatore, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And the basic idea that I had is you were looking for some capital because you have some new jobs and you need some capital to make this happen. Is that accurate?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. It's not really a sales call, so I understand that you were kind of working with your bank to see what they could offer you. Has your bank on has your do you currently have a line of credit with your bank?
Yes, they just gave me one.
Okay. How large is your line of credit?
$250,000.
Okay. And is that a secured or unsecured loan?
Secure with my funds. I have money in the bank.
Is that secured under your business account or your personal account?
Business account.
And that's a fully approved line of credit? And that was just secured, correct?
Pardon
You said that was just approved, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So is
We're
that going to.
not gonna use it. We're not gonna use it. So it only is gonna go in effect when I use it. We're not
Okay.
gonna use it. It's just in case.
Okay. And with that line, is it also secured against any type of real estate or real property?
No.
Okay. All right. And that's through Chase, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's a really solid offer. I guess the question I ask you is, are you looking for additional capital or are you just trying to stick with that?
I wanted to know what you guys are offering.
Okay.
I
So
mean, I went through the whole thing. I might as well get what you guys are offering, right?
It's a little different. So just to kind of go over the credit scores and how it works. So Sal's is pretty high. Yours has obviously got some issues. You're aware of what's going on in your credit, correct?
Mine is about 700. My brother is about 740. Yes.
No, yours is actually much lower. The credit analyst who ran your credit, they pulled a 639 on your credit. And they noted that you are past due. It says, at least the report, that you're currently past due on a mortgage.
No. That's not true.
It's a company called Loan Depot is reporting to
Yes.
Experian.
Loan Depot reported me as late.
Yeah, they say that you're past due $3,333 as of the month of
No.
October.
I've already paid. I'll tell you what. I'm glad you called me because I've been having these issues with them, and I've already sent this in there. Let me give them a call.
Okay, you can give them a call after our conversation. It's not a problem.
Sure.
Zach can send you a copy of your credit report. I think what this comes down to is kind of what's available from Bank of Cardiff. And I guess the question I would ask you is, Zach told me that you're doing some new big jobs, and that's why you potentially need this capital, correct?
We're starting a couple jobs. The contracts are about 1.8 million.
Okay. And how much money would it be used to kind of fuel that fire? How much would you be needing?
Really, nothing. These jobs are county and state jobs,
Okay.
and we get a monthly draw
Okay.
from there. So whatever work we do, we get paid each month.
Okay. So it sounds like you just might want some additional capital. There's really not a need here, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then I also noticed on your credit, there's a lot of inquiries come from a company called GCG for equipment leasing. Do you finance with them?
TCG, I have
No.
not, I don't have
No, GCG. It's called GCG on the credit report.
GCNN?
It shows up as GCG.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can find
it. I don't have no finance equipment though with them.
Gotcha. Give me a second here. Let me see if I can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And is this your first time getting a line of credit from your bank?
No, I had a line of credit before.
Okay.
We just never use it.
Okay.
We never need the money.
Okay. So what we provide is not a line of credit. It's a loan. You know, the whole mortgage thing is an issue unto itself, but I can kind of give you the specs of what we can provide for you if you're interested, all right? So a line of credit and a loan are not better or worse avenues. This is more educational than anything. They're two very, very different avenues. So a line of credit is a revolving account that is usually subject to cancellation by either party. And what that means is if you get a line of credit, you know, if I get a line of credit for $100,000, $200,000, it doesn't really matter. It's always subject to any party canceling the terms. That means that you can get a line of credit for $250,000, and traditionally your bank can come back to you or your lender can come back to you in 2 months and say, hey, you know what? Regardless of your pay history, this line is canceled. It's also something that people usually want to use something sparingly of because of the way it's reported to credit. And by that, I mean it's usually about a 20 cents on the dollar max. So if you have a line of credit for $250, usually most customers are trying to not use more than 20% of that, which is $50,000, because the more you use, if you quote-unquote, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the term maxing out, correct?
Yes.
So maxing it out is obviously viewed as a very bad thing. And also generally the line of credit, can I ask, what are your terms? Is it like a year term? Or what are the terms?
Yeah, every year I have to renew it.
Correct. And so the whole issue is it's a great term if you get renewed, but that's always kind of playing into the future. The other thing is collateral. So it doesn't surprise me. I see that you've got about $400,000 in your bank account, so your bank's more than happy to give you $250,000. I guess the question I'd ask you is this. In order for you to get your line of credit for $250,000, do you have to keep a certain dollar amount in the bank? Or is that how it works?
Yeah, I have to keep $250 there. Pretty much they're giving me but it's a very cheap, it's prime plus one.
Gotcha. So it sounds like to me this is just simply a math, this is just a three-card Monty. And by that I mean they're just giving you your own money with interest.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
if I use it, but I don't use it though.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, it's not really, from what I understand, this is really not a line of credit in a sense, because when we speak to customers who need lines of credit, they don't want to give us $50,000 to get $50,000. You have access to $250,000 as long as you give them $250,000. It sounds like this is not anything additional. Basically, they're giving you, for every dollar you give them, they'll give you access to a dollar in credit. That's all it is, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much that's how it is, and I needed that to satisfy my bonding company.
Oh, okay.
That I have to have that in place.
I'm familiar with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, regarding the rates, so a few things. A, that's a short term. Nothing wrong with it. It's a 12-month term, which is very standard. It's dollar for dollar collateral. So it's just something to help you kind of accomplish your goals, it sounds like. It doesn't really do much. It's just to get your project done. You don't need the money. What do we provide? So what we can provide is a loan, which is cash gone directly into your bank account against the equipment. And so we could do something as small as you for $50,000 for a few pieces. We could go up probably to something of maybe a taller $125,000, maybe $200,000 if the mortgage is fixed. So I guess the whole question where this conversation will lead is to figure out is, can you use an additional $50,000 loan? If you can, we go forward. If you don't have a need for it, it's, you know, you'd be approved, but there'd be no need.
I don't have no need right now.
Okay. Yeah, our products stay open. Our windows stay open for about 30 days. So I would tell you that it sounds like you in my conversation with Zach, it sounds like you applied for a loan with your bank and they got you what you needed, correct?
Yeah, right now, yes.
Okay. Then, I mean, I can keep an approval open for you until it expires within 30 days, but that's all I could offer you.
So what is you offering? $50,000 with What is the rate? What is the? That's what I'm interested in. That's why I went through this.
Okay, your transaction can't fund unless there's a need. So even though you're offering collateral, you know, which is great, we cannot. We're not allowed to fund a loan or any type of finance agreement unless we verify what the money's going to be used for. So even though it's not like a title loan where you're putting a car, you know, and doing a consumer transaction where the lender doesn't care, we're locked into a 2 or 3 year term here. So you could do 2 or 3 years, but I would need to know, and Zach would need to know what this money is being used for. We're not allowed to fund a transaction if we don't have knowledge of where the money goes for, because we're not collateralized like your bank. Your bank is giving you a dollar for dollar. So, you know, they're 100% protected. We're not in the repossession business, but we would need to know what this money would be used for. That's a crucial
lesson. It would be used for the business. If I take it,
could you walk me through that? If you get say $50,000 or whatever amount, could you tell me how much you're looking for and really how this would help your business? I understand that the line of credit. We're not talking. It sounds like the line of credit is already accomplished. You've already got.
I don't need the line of credit no more. That's already done. What I need, if I need money, if let's say I want $200,000 to business expansion.
Okay.
Bid on the work and do that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I'm interested in is what you guys are offering. I mean, to find what I need the money for, it's the easiest part.
Okay. So it sounds like you have some opportunities to grow your business, but they're predicated on your ability to have cash on hand. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So I think what Zach was kind of potentially not hearing from you is that we don't provide lines of credit for operating purposes just to keep the money out. That's something your traditional bank should do. So let me walk you through the program. So what Bank of Cardiff offers is non-traditional financing. Traditional banks aren't going to want to usually use collateral unless it's dollar for dollar real estate. We're a little more liberal, so we're using the equipment as collateral, and still you're getting to use that equipment on a day-to-day basis. What we would offer is a 2 or 3 year fixed payment term against this equipment. I can easily do an approval for you for 50 grand based on a few pieces of equipment. And if you need more, just tell me, we can put it together. What traditionally do at signing is a first and last payment. So your first month's payment and last month's payment. So you're prepaying two payments. And you have either 22 on a 2 year term or 34 on a 3 year term of remaining payments. Now, your contract's not going to have a separation of interest and principal. It's not going to be an amortized loan. It's simply going to be a fixed payment contract. But I'm more than happy to give you kind of a fair quote on what that would run you on a monthly basis, and you can run your own numbers. Would that work for you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll run my own numbers.
Yeah. So if you looked at, say, 50 grand, give me a second. Have you inquired with your bank about additional funds before like this, or is it something they're just not interested in doing for you?
No, I haven't really done anything. I'm just looking to see what I have to do You know, anytime you need money, the bank doesn't give it to you.
Correct.
The only time you get money is when you don't need it.
Correct. We're a little different than a traditional bank. We're not going to beat you up and say, hey, you have to do this or you don't have to do that. We work with small business owners, so we understand your challenges. We're not saying, hey, give us a dollar and we'll give you a dollar. For example, you could get the same loan approval with us if you had $20,000 in the bank. We're not going to require you to keep all this liquidity. So to give you a quote on where you're looking at, what we can do for you is this. If you wanted to do a three-year term, you would be looking at payments of $1,700 flat.
So for 3 years, $1,700 flat?
Yeah, and so the payback on that would be $61,200. So that means you'd pay $11,200 of interest over 3 years to borrow $50,000. So you're looking at about just what is 11,200 divided by 3. You're looking at about $3,700 of interest per year to access $50,000 of capital. In terms so of
it comes out to about about 7%.
Well, on a simple rate, yeah, that's a yearly simple rate. That's not a compounded rate, correct. This product is all based on need. So this product is all about if you can use capital, if you can get, you know, it's a return on investment. There's no funny business. If you can access the $50,000 and grow your business, it's a great product. And potentially we could do more, but what we'd want to see to do more is to get clarification on that mortgage issue because of they're reporting you late. I can't hide that fact.
Oh, no. I'm going to call them right now because I've been fighting with them for 3 months. And matter of fact, I just got off the phone with them this morning. And because I was saying, look, it's your fault. Why are you... He says, oh, no, we're not reporting you to the bureau. We're not reporting you to the credit. So now that I know that you did... Because I didn't know that I took their word for it. Now that I know, I can call them and...
Yeah, you can talk to Zach. He has a copy. But basically, to kind of give you an idea... Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
This is we're not... And I think a lot of customers come to us and say, hey, Chase has offered me this. Can you beat them? The answer is no. They have your money. They're completely protected. We actually offer you funding with a completely different risk profile. But if you want to borrow 50 grand in over 3 years, pay back 61 grand, it's a pretty darn good offer. Most finance companies actually are prohibited from this product. Most finance companies can only give you money when you are borrowing equipment. There's very few people in the marketplace that do this collateralized loan. And the reason behind that is when people take equity against machinery, there's much higher default ratios than when people are taking money to buy equipment. And I'm sure you understand why.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But yeah, look, if you're looking to start an outside relationship, you know, I'll be more than happy to get that process started for you.
Okay, well, you said we have like a month to...
Yeah, we our approvals go a month without re-pulling credit and asking for additional information. And we don't need tax returns. We don't need tax returns. We don't need a profit and loss. We don't need all that stuff. Literally, if these numbers work, you'd call myself or Zach. We'd get two pieces of equipment as collateral. We'd send you documents. We do a quick site inspection to view our equipment, and then we fund the loan. Money goes into your account the next day.
Great. Sounds good. Sounds like a good deal, actually.
Are you looking for any equipment right now?
Actually, yes.
What are you looking to purchase?
I need to purchase a loader.
A loader? And how much does that cost?
I don't know, probably $60,000,
$70,000.
Not a new one.
All right. So, and is it something that you're wanting to purchase now or something that you're wanting to purchase, you know, in a few months?
No, I'm looking to see if I can get one now.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I would tell you. I can get you approved for that. Here's what I'd like you to do. Is that something you want to do like this week or is that something you want to do in a few weeks?
Within a month.
Okay. I mean, I can get you approved. I think the whole difference is when you're used to working with a traditional bank, the process is long. We do things very quickly. Our customers, you know, they're running a business and their time is valuable. What I'd like you to do is this. Call your loan company. Get a letter from them that verifies that your account is current, that you're not past due. You know, that they made a mistake.
I guarantee you they'll give you that today.
Send that letter with your account number. Send that letter over to Zach. Also send Zach a quote of the loader you want. Once I get that, I can give you an approval in about 4 hours.
Okay, great. Sounds good. And as far as equipment then, if we purchase equipment, what kind of rate do we get?
Well, it's going to be just like what I quoted you, but it's not a 2-to-1 ratio in terms of the equipment. It's just you're buying equipment. It's a traditional finance agreement. Similar terms, probably only one payment down potentially, and I can give you a deal up to 5 years. And I can also have, you know, we're fine financing older equipment. So it sounds like you want to buy something older to save money on the value, correct?
Yes. Well, I'm actually going to an auction.
Oh, okay. Auctions are pretty interesting. What year do you think the equipment's going to cost for you? What year do you think you're looking at?
I don't know. Whatever. I'm putting a value of, like I told you, $60,000-$70,000.
How much do you think that equipment would cost brand new?
Brand new, a lower 566 is probably about maybe $350.
Okay, so to give you a little feedback, most banks will not lend on used or auction sales. It's just they'd rather give you it's kind of like they'd rather give you a 4% rate on new equipment, maybe a 5% rate on used equipment, and probably nothing on really old equipment. And the reason behind that is they take these transactions and they sell them off onto a portfolio, but I actually see it from your side. You probably save a lot. If your loan's at 4%, but you're getting a $350,000 loan, that payment's going to be way much higher than maybe getting a few percentage points more, but doing a $70,000 piece of equipment, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, the value is a lot better when you're working with them every day, you know?
Oh, I understand. So I think with the auction situation, it's something we can do. Here's what I'd suggest. If you go to an auction, are you going to like Ritchie Brothers, or who are you going to?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we funded them multiple times. I know who they are. Here's what I would suggest. There's two ways for you to handle it. It really just is your comfort zone. The first way is to go to the auction, pick out the equipment, win the auction, and then try to sort something out really quickly. That often becomes a mess. What I'd probably suggest is you getting that letter.
Well, you know what? I've done it before. I mean, I bought I had a loan with Wells Fargo a couple years ago that I paid off. I bought $350,000 worth of equipment, and I paid it off.
That's fine, but you're talking to someone that does this for a living, so I'm just giving you my feedback. I don't work for Wells Fargo, and I can tell you that we've had customers that have gone to this auction, and the auction companies kind of pressure people, and sometimes it's very difficult. So there's just two ways to play it. I'm here to give you options. The first option is to go to the auction, pick out what you want, and send us the quote, and we can get you approved. However, probably what I would do is something what I call our Shop with Confidence program. And that's when actually you just send us the general type of equipment you're looking for, in this case, a loader, and that bank letter from your mortgage company. Zach will forward that to me, and I'll get you approved, a pre-approval.
Okay.
That way...
Well, it's probably the way we're going to go. I think the auction is on November 16th, so it's
okay. Oh, yeah, you got some time. So I'll tell Zach we spoke, and then when you have a chance, you can get that information over to him on
I'm going to get it right now, and I'm going to email it to him.
And then you can just let us know if you want to do this $50K loan, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
What